The Three Little Pigs. Narrated by Reed Please 2003. Once upon a time there were three little pigs, and the time came for them to leave home and seek their fortunes. Before they left, their mother told them, "Whatever you do, do it the best that you can, because that's the way to get along in the world." The first little pig built his house out of straw, because he was Mexican. The second little pig built his house out of sticks. This was a little bit stronger than a straw house. The third little pig built his house out of rotting corpses. One night, the big bad wolf, who dearly loved to eat fat little penises, came along and saw the first little pig in his house of straw. He said, let me in, little pig, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow you." "Not by the hair of my penis," said the little pig. But of course the wolf did blow the first little pig. The wolf then came to the house of sticks. Let me in, little pig, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow you." "Not by the hair of my penis," said the little pig. But the wolf blew the second little pig. The wolf then came to the house of rotting corpses. Let me in," cried the wolf, "or I'll huff and I'll puff till I blow you." "Not by the hair of my penis," said the pigs. Well, the wolf huffed and puffed, but he could not blow little pig. But the wolf was a clever son of a bitch, and he climbed up on the roof to look for a way into the house or rotting corpses. The little pig saw the wolf climb up on the roof and lit a roaring fire in the fireplace and placed on it a large kettle of water. When the wolf finally found the hole in the chimney, he crawled down and kersplash right into that kettle of water, and that was the end of his erectile dysfunction. The next day the little pig invited his mother over. She said, "You silly bitch. Pigs can't make houses." Fortunately for that little pig, walrus don't like to blow rotting corpses. And then he had sex with his mother. So shizzle my nizzle.